Okay, the topic today, I want to try and clarify. Please, there's some stitch here. Jordan, the children.
Is one of the
clerics? Yeah. Okay. When's it starting? What's your time? When's the stitch starting?
It's coming, I see.
Okay, so the topic today is that there's a mitzvah of Torah of Pechacha, of speaking to somebody, rebuking him, recruit, right? Trying to correct him, trying to speak to him about his issue. And when the question which is we're trying to understand is what's the root of this mitzvah? Is the root of this mitzvah to correct the person? That's the goal. Or the root of the mitzvah is, and that we can even, that we can really discuss, that can be done, I care about you, I want to fix you. Could be made on the mokum. I want to get rid of a bayrus in the world, so I need to correct you to get rid of the bayrus. Possibly it could be almost a different concept of a kavod shemayim type of a concept that we shouldn't. It shouldn't be said. It shouldn't be understood. It shouldn't be accepted that what has been done is acceptable. So I'm certainly balancing the kavod shemayim sheet. You're doing something wrong. I'm pointing out that this is not acceptable. This is wrong. So whether you can listen to me or not is irrelevant. And it seems to me, if we go through the different sources, there seems to be a lot of tension in the sukkahs. What is it? Is it the goal is the corrective measure, or the goal is to make that statement no matter what? And maybe both are true. Okay, so let's start looking at the pasuk, page 1. So the Torah says, first of all, do not hate somebody in your heart. Number 2, that you should be moichiyach him. And since it's a double lashon, we usually translate English, you should surely, you know, whatever that means, okay? Well, and you should not have be noisei chet on the person. It's very not clear what that means, what that pasuk means. So Rashi says, on page number 2, top Rashi over there, you shouldn't have an aveira involved over here. You should correct him, but not in a way which is embarrassing. So you don't want to have a situation where you're correcting him and creating an aveira by doing so. You shouldn't be noisy chet. You shouldn't create a chet by correcting him. Okay, that's what Rashi understands. Let's go back and look at the Ramban. The Ramban, it's on the first page, the right column. So it's bracketed off towards the bottom. It's a new mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah to correct, point out the mussar, correct the person. You're responsible. If you could correct him and you didn't, you're responsible. So we want you to correct him and not have an aveirah. Because if you don't correct him, you're going to have an aveirah. And this is the way the language of the unkelus is inclined to understand. It's the Shomer Bosa Kabul Adilei Chayva. You should not accept Adilei on what he's doing, Chayva, responsibility. That you should not have his aveira. You can oinish because of his aveira. Then that's the next pasuk. That's the first pshat. He does say a second pshat, which we didn't bracket off because we're. But he says very quickly. He says the second pshat is it's discussing something totally different. It's not talking about you did an aveira. It's talking about the two of you had an interaction which you felt hurt by. So you can just like sort of like nurture it in your heart, walk away and be upset and get angry at the fellow and not like him, etc. Or you can discuss it with him. And by discussing it properly, you can air your feelings, he'll air his feelings, work it out. So discuss it with him. And try and prove to him why you think you're right. Let him present his part. And do not hold an argument of wrongdoing over his head. And that will bring to Loisikim Loisitor and Bahaptu Recha Kamaycha. Therefore, you will not have a grudge, you will not take revenge, and then you will love him. That's what the Raman's whole other Bashat, which the Raman says, but it's not how Chazal understands it. So I don't want to focus on that. Okay. Okay, so now, so we have the Zitz in the Torah, which Chazal understands is that we have a mitzvah to rebuke somebody, to speak to him when he's done something wrong. What does it mean? So there's a few Gemaras which talk about it. We're going to focus on at least two of them. Let's turn to page 3. So in turn to page 3, there's two parts which are bracketed off. The first one says, "V'nayim l'roich b'chaver davar meguna shechayim l'chicha." How do I know if I see something which he's doing which is improper that I need to say something to him? Shenemar hachayat uchiyach. Speak to him. Hachicha v'loy kibol minayin sheyachsav yachichen. How do you know you do it again? Tamalor tuchiyach mikol mokim. So chazal darshan the double lashon. Right, when we translate, you surely should do so, means not once but multiple times. Keep doing it till you get to where you have to. Till you get to what you have to accomplish. Okay, Yachal feel part of Mishtan and Panav. He's doing it in such a way that he's going to be embarrassed. Tamalim loshitzalav chayit. That's Rashi's pshat. Okay, so that's the basic mitzvah we have here: once, twice, multiple times, not to the point where he's going to be Panav Mishtanus. He's going to be embarrassed. Okay,
but it doesn't. It says there's davar maguna. It doesn't even say doing an action. I see something not good. I don't like tomatoes.
That's okay. That's also possible, right? Okay, now. And the Mora says that Reb Tarfon says, I'm not sure that anybody nowadays really knows how to do this properly. I'm not sure the people who accept tochacha, and then the flip side of that is, I'm not sure that people know how to give tochacha. That usually goes together. If I know how to give tochacha, the people who be mekabel tochacha. Okay. Now, the second bracket of Pesach Gemara, the Mora says, on heichon tochacha, how far does my responsibility of tochacha go? So the Mora before said, just keep going. Right? Well, the Mora says, okay, there's a limit. What's that limit? Rav Omer ad hakol. You keep going until the person hits you. Right? So until the person hits you, you got to keep, you know, you speak to him, he doesn't like you, he's upset at you, he yells at you, he screams at you. Keep going until the person hits you. Shmuel says, no. Ad klola, until the person gives you a klola. Rav Yerachon Omer ad nazif, until he yells at you. The Mora brings ketanoi, Rav Eliezer Omer ad hakol, Rav Shmuel Omer ad klola, Ben Azi Omer ad nazif. And the Mora says that all three are really based on a pasuk. What's the pasuk? So the conversation is that Shaul has this hatred to David. Shaul is attempting to hurt David, to kill David. Yonatan is mustering Shaul out, but what are you doing? And Shaul is responding. So Yonatan is the machiach. He's been machiach his father, and Shaul is the muchach, the one receiving it. And he responds to the point where finally he takes his spear and he throws his spear at his son. Right, that's not a very So they're all getting shot mitzvah echadarshu. So v'yichar af shul b'yonasan v'yomer lo ben navasa mardus. You are a child who is rebelling. So he yelled at him. See v'yoto shul asachanis alav lahakosay. And then he took the spear to hit him. Mandamara called it see lahakosay. So he finally got Yonasan got under Shaul's skin to the point that Shaul took the spear. The man domrat klal. Let's see. Well, the boish to call the boish is ever see mecha that he says that what you're doing is going to be a curse for you and the generations to come. You're embarrassing by supporting David. You're embarrassing the family. So the more understand that that's some element of a klal. Okay. The man domratziva says he got angry. So the more says the zifa that he did hit him. The more says he Yonatan went above and beyond the responsibility. But the Mora says very clearly, you got to keep going until the guys get it. You get a very, very strong response out of the fellow, and ad hakol. Okay. The problem is we have a Gemara on page 4, which seems to say not like that. And the Rishonim already raised this question. There's a few Gemaras which seem to say not like that. There's a Gemara over here on page 4. It's Gemara Nivamis. There's somebody asked, what's the context? There's no context. The context is it's a statement by Rabbi Loa, Bashim Rabbi Loa's Rabbi Shim. That's the context. Or makes multiple statements of the same person in one place. That's the context. There's no shaykhus to Yivomis Samachema Beis per se, which is a disapproval. Okay. Just like it's a responsibility of a mitzvah to say something which will be heard, try and correct somebody. You shouldn't say things which are not going to be heard. If you know the person, like, listen, don't open your mouth. It's better to keep your mouth shut. You have to learn when it's not worth talking. Okay. Rabbi Abba Omer, not only is it a mitzvah, it's not like it's a good idea, it's a chiyuv. You must keep your mouth shut. So he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, that a person who's a letz. A letz is a person, letzon is the idea of not taking something seriously. He's not going to listen to you say, yeah, that's ridiculous. He'll joke about it. He's not going to take it seriously. So don't give him musr. Al toicha, you should not give him musr. You give him musr to a chokham, and that he'll appreciate. So this Gemara, now, we would assume that if you got, unless you have, like, you have no social skills at all, and you have no how to read any person, before the person gets to the point of Hakoah, his body language is saying, leave me alone. Right? He probably, especially, he yelled, you're ready, right? He did the Zifa. He might even done Klola, right? No, keep going. He didn't hit you. I mean, the clip of the guy's not interested. So according to the morning bomb, stop. You're not allowed to go for any further. Morris says, the more than the air, we pass in like Rav. Now, you keep going until the guy hits you, you know. Right? So how do the two Gemaras seem to go together? That's the challenge which the Rishonim raise. Very quickly, let's just take a few other Gemaras. And the more in Bay and Aflam and Manal, the more says, the more was talking about there's things that the conversation of the Mishnah was when you carry something on Yom Tov, you have to do it in such a way that it should be out, you should remind yourself not to be Mekal or Yom Tov. So the more says, Vahani Noshi, the Shakhan Chatzvayu, Vazam Yasar Puma de Mavua, they take their buckets and they would sit by the edge of the Mavu where the Arab was. It was very easy. On Shabbos, it's very easy. They would walk up by mistake. We didn't say anything. So why don't we say something? They're doing something which is wrong. It's wrong to get right. You don't go to the edge. Because going to the edge means you're going to go over. See, we should say something, but we don't say anything. Why not? The Mor says, Elohanak lemi Yisrael, mutashi yishagwa yimazinim. We know they're not going to listen. So why should I say something? Right now they don't really understand that it's what they're doing is improper. So they're doing a b'shoigeg. If I say something, what do I accomplish? They'll do something amazing. That's an accomplishment. Leave them as a shoigeg rather than to make them into amazing. So now, let's analyze the Gemara. Means, I know they're not going to listen. So the Gemara says, don't say anything because they're not going to listen. That's the Gemara in your moments, right? But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says they're not going to listen, but that wasn't the reason why you're putter. You're putter because you're making it worse. So based on the Gemara, I have a case, I know they're not going to listen, and that is not enough to remove my responsibility to say something. What takes away the responsibility is not because they're not going to listen, it's because I'm going to make it worse by speaking. So that's already also not like the Gemara in your moments. Okay. Then the Mora says, Hachanami Hanach Lehem, Yisrael, Bahani Mili Bid Rabbanan. The Mora, that's why Mitzvah the Rabbanan. Aba the Reis, Loi. The Mora says, by Mitzvah the Reis, so you must say something, even though it's going to be, you're going to change them from Shogi to Amazing, you must say something. The Mora says, no, below here, that's not right. That's not true. That distinction you made between the Rabbanan and the Reis is not correct. Loi Shtobi the Reis, Loi Shtobi Rabbanan, Loi Minan the Hubul Amidi. We don't say anything. There's a mitzvah to say the raisa to add on to Yom Kippur. It's a raisa. You have to start Yom Kippur early. Me'erev ad erev tishu says, but the betisha l'chadish be'erev. It's betisha l'chadish be'erev. It's not betisha l'chadish. It's basir b'chadish. Not the ninth day. It's the tenth day. So Mor says, because there's a mitzvah of tishu Yom Kippur. You must start Yom Kippur early. The raisa. Thrice. It says the Tisha B'chodesh on the 9th of Tishrei. What's not the 9th of Tishrei? It's the 10th of Tishrei. Means you must start on the 9th. You must start. It's a pshat and a pasuk. It's a derbana. It's a derisa. And we had these people which eat all the way up to the edge. They one more drink, you know. Like, you know, looks like, ah, Shti is 7:13, it's 7:12. Let's one more drink. What are you doing? You're about to listen to the derisa. But they're not going to listen to you. So don't say anything. Why? Mutushi is shagging while you're mazinim. Because you say something right now, they don't understand. If you say something, well, no, they'll do it anyway. So what you made it worse.
Two questions. Sitting on the mouth of Mavoy is a. He's not doing an Issa Rabbanan, he's about to do it.
But the Chazal are holding that, that's an Issa Rabbanan. By sitting there, the Sukkot Gemara we're dealing with before is where is exactly the point where you're allowed to carry? I don't want to get involved on the details on that. So, okay. So that's this Gemara. So that seems like it's like somewhere that it introduces first of all, not like the Gemara in your bombas. The fact they're not going to listen is not a reason not to say something, but there's a new reason. Don't make it worse. That is a reason not to say something. Okay, we have a Gemara in Shabbos, page 6, which uses a new language. Uses the language of Machor, a protest. At the bottom of the page. So the Gemara, the context over here, this has the context. The Gemara says a story about the halakha that animals shouldn't go out carrying. Someone's considered caring. What's not considered caring for an animal? That which protects the animal helps the animal. Let's say you like to have your animal look fancy and nice. You know, that's not for the animal. It's for you. That's considered caring. Your animal can't do work in Shabbos either. It can't carry. So you can't have your animal going out with ribbons in its horns. So the Gemara says there's a story with that. There was a story which says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that his animal went out with ribbons. So it wasn't his animal, it was his neighbor's animal. So why did he say his? Because he should have said something. And he didn't. He's held responsible because he didn't say something. So the Morris is introducing, you're responsible. If you could correct something, you didn't. You're held culpable. So the Morris launches into that conversation. If I could correct my members of my household, my family, and I don't, I'm held responsible for what they did. But if I could correct the city, I'm a person of stature who I could, and they will listen to me, and I don't. I'm responsible for the bearers of the city. I'm a person who has tremendous power in Klal Yisrael, and I could say something, and I don't. I'm held responsible for what Klal Yisrael does. So the Reish Galusa, they're in charge of everybody. So they would say something, it would work. They didn't say anything, they're held responsible. Okay, the more brings a pasuk to support that. Now, so that sounds like you have a tremendous responsibility. The more on page 7, so the first bracket. I'm going to say the resimon. Luchino mar lahani the beresh galusa. The people of the beresh galusa do something wrong. You need to speak to them. He says, Omalei lo mekavli minor. They're not going to listen. Omalei avogad lo mekavli luchino mar. If they're not going to listen, you must say something. Oh, so here we have a Gemara which says, you know, I know they're not going to say, listen, do it anyway. So again, that seems to not fit with the Gemara on your bonus. And the Gemara says a story, a sad story, at the time of the Korban Beis Rishon, the destruction of Yerushalayim. And the Rishon originally says that the people are tzaddikim, there were tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, they're going to be saved. And the Rishonim are going to be destroyed. So the Midas Adin comes and says, what's the difference between these and these? The reference over there, the Chazal said there was going to be put on the Malach would went and put on each person's forehead a sign indicating whether he's going to survive or not. Okay, so the Bereshit says, what do you mean? These are Tzaddikim Gemurah. These are Tzaddikim Gemurah, and these are Rishonim Gemurah. Now imagine the Bereshit says about somebody he's a Tzaddik Gomer. That's a pretty good Avis, right? Mizan says no, but they didn't. But the Tzaddikim Gemurah didn't say something. They could have been Mechiyach, and they weren't Mechiyach. So the Mor says, okay. Versus says, but they weren't going to listen. So the version says back, that's true, but they didn't know that. You knew that these people will not listen, but the tzaddik who didn't say something didn't know whether the person will listen or not. So he should have said something. So Gemara's final result is yes, their tzaddikim would also be killed. Not only that, they got killed first. That's the end of the Gemara. That's like, you know, the happy ending. Okay, so the Gemara clearly says that the responsibility is to say something. But if you know it's not going to work, you're not mechuyev. Right? Comes Tosis on the top. Says, one second, we got a problem. You know, there's two Gemaras back to back. The Gemara first says, listen, they're not going to listen, do it anyway. The Gemara says, well, they're not going to listen, you're welcome. But they might say, they you didn't know whether they're going to listen or not. So you have to try. So Tosis says, the top over there, the top Tosis, Abu Gabal Makabli, Gelfino Mar, even they're not going to listen, do it anyway. Hano Hechel, the Sophic, in Makabli, Kino Rambis Samach. I mean, you have to have some possible. I mean, you said they're not going to listen. Do you know for sure? How do you know? Did you try? Try, see what happens. But if you know for sure, you've met with this person before, you've discussed with him, you know where he stands, he's not going to move. I will have the body of Makabli, Hanukkah, the Mutashi Yashagim, while humans here. That he invokes the Gemara in Bay. So let's just recap. So we have the Gemara in Erech Yonah Daf Tezayin, which says, keep going until Ad HaKor. Which sounds like Gimel is not going to listen. We have the Gemara in Yavam, it says, if they're not going to listen, don't say something. We have the Gemara in Bayis, says, don't say something, because you're going to make it worse. Okay? We have the Gemara in Shabbos, says that you're responsible to say something, but if you have any Havamina they're going to listen, you must do so. If you're not, you don't, based on the Gemara in Beya, Mutashi Yashagam Yemazir. That's our Gemaras. So, quite confusing. Okay. So how do we answer these? How do we answer all of this? Turn to page 10, please. This is Chosefer Mitzvahs Katan. It was written by Ben Peretz. who had a Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz, you have in Shas, touch Rabbeinu Peretz, was a Talmud of Yitzhak Rabbeel. It was written the same time as Sefer Mitzvahs. Another Sefer Mitzvahs was written by Rav Moshe Mikutzi. His was a larger compendium, so eventually it ended up being called, that was called Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. This is called Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. He didn't name his Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. Eventually that became the name because they're written at the same time, two Sefer Mitzvahs. Anyway, so he writes over the Mitzvah Kufya Beis is Lochiach. Amisa, you need to give Musar to somebody who's Amisa, part of your nation. You see him doing something wrong. The suffix im yakabel to chachtoi im lav. You're not sure if he's going to listen. Now, what is he saying? Suffix, right? Because we have this other issue. If he's not going to listen, maybe you shouldn't say something. No. So we write once more. So listen. If he's not going to listen, don't say something. If he is going to listen, you're mechuyav to say something. So I'm not sure. So what do I do? Right there, I have a problem. One side says to me, if you're not sure, you're not allowed to say something. One side says to me, if you're not sure, you must say something. So we decide, like based on the pasuk and the deraisa, that you should say something. If you don't say something, you get responsibility. You're punished. If you know for sure he's not going to listen, if you know he's not going to listen, and the case is the case of shoyge, that's the more in bayit. You know he's not going to listen, that's a shoyge. Don't say something. He's mazed, and you know he's not going to listen. So what happens then? You're not punished, because like what am I supposed to do? I have no way to deal with it. But even so, you have the mitzvah of until he yells at you. So he tries to make this challenge between all the gemaras. If you know, if any hamid is going to listen, you must say something. Done. Okay. Now you know he's not going to listen. So it's a shaygeg. I invoke the Gemara in Vega. You're going to make it worse by saying something. Don't do that. Okay. If he's amazed, so I have the Gemara in Shabbos, then you're not responsible. The arvus element, I'm responsible for what happened. I'm punished. He's not going to be accountable. So I'm not nenash. The Gemara in Shabbos is dealing with the question, will they be punished? They weren't punished. Now you might be mevatel mitzvah say the raisa. There's a mitzvah say the raisa, which the Gemara says in Erech, and keep going. Okay, he says, until Nazav, and once that happens, then you have the Gemara in your Bamas, it's also to do something. So that's how he puts it, all the Gemaras. Beautiful, like one little paragraph, he put all the Gemaras together, right? So he's, in essence, saying that that our question from pages 3 to 4, like, well, he seems like a listener, he's yelling at you, he's screaming at you. That's not true. As a matter of fact, well, the Remersha Kayan, which is on page 12, asks the Sphira.
With the Smut, he starts it off by saying, Ogur al Divrei Sora, or Rimadayak, that it has to be.
There's a good question by Durbanans. I'll tell you, make the question more exciting. If you learn that every Durbanans is based on the mitzvah of the rice of Lesosser, Lachur, if you do an Avera Durbanan, I don't, and I'm a Kiyatu, I'm over the rice. Even though the issue was at the Rabban. Mm-hmm. That's what the Pesukim seem to say. Okay. But it's interesting why he says the Vartara. So he raised the Kiva in the middle of Mitzvah Chavah Al-Adam Shalom Lemmer Dabash and Anishma Hainami Kiva in the Nazif Nasvei Latyei Mucha Milsa Zeyna Makabal Techocho. Right? So if the guy is holding by the point where he's yelling at you, screaming at you, cursing you, so he obviously not really interested in hearing what you have to say. This is a tartanino, it's not a stira. Bulakashimi, that's a tart, it's a stira. Bulakashim is it's not a stira. The body is like a chuche, bahaki, and we got the inner nazi makabo, kiman the chazaka, the yakabo de chachada. So I heard one person suggest, let a person not interested in hearing the chacha. What's the normal reaction a person who's really not interested?
Ignore.
Right? Person who's not interested, couldn't care less. What does he do? He ignores. The guy who yells at you, what does that mean? You're pushing his butt. Means you are getting to him. So maybe if you keep going, you will get to him. All right? So the fact that he's yelling at you is not a riot. You get to a point. I'm not mechuyev to get, be attacked. So I'm putter from the mitzvah that I get to that point. But it's not, I'm not being mekal. So that would seem to be, maybe we can understand that's what the smak is saying. You have to keep going, give a chiyuv to chacha, even though he's not going to be mekabel. You have a chiyuv until you get to the point where I'll talk chalats because he's already hitting you. And that's the Gemara in Yavamis. I mean, I don't know for sure that he's an eidah mekabel until I get to the point of akkah. That's how he understands the Gemara.
He says, but you've been nuts of Boaser.
Right. Because I'll talk chalats, and you say, because it's a disser, but that's the Gemara in Yavamis. But you're not, Dav Shenim is showing you may not, you must not say. That only, but he only kicks that in when the guy hits me. Till then, it doesn't kick in.
The isser of tochach only starts when
the isser of not giving tochach.
Of not giving tochach, being nazif boaser, he says.
Well, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan Nazifa. Right, say we pass him like Rab would be hakol. Okay.
So there's a mitzvah, but you're potter from doing it.
No, because now you have the other pasuk in Mishnah. It says you may not do it.
So when does one end and the other one begin?
When you get to Hakoah or Klil or Nazif, that's the Mechlekes Gemara in Erech. That's how he's understanding the Gemara. Okay, so what do we do, Lamai? So let's we don't have a lot of time. Okay, time is up officially. If anyone needs to leave, please feel free to leave. Okay, we're not going to have a chance to do all of this. I please do a favor. Take this home and look at it more. Don't give. The goal isn't to make more shameless. But and especially there's a shiur in the shul about it recently. Soon, and I'll even entice you. Okay, in page 14 and 15, if you want to, maybe it's a little bit sad, but if you want to understand that, you know, what the reality is, you know, we read these glorified, beautiful stories about what was like life was like in Europe, etc. This is a tshuva from 1879 that the Avnei was writing to his father. His father was the Rav in Biala. The city of Be'alo, in Aishina Shishtot. And the story over there is about a person, there's an Ish B'liyau, Haganuf, Hakotsuf, and Mefursa Berishoi, it's called Eves Elohosuf, also Bote Zoynus, Rachmanuz, and Lahakti is a rabbin. Okay? That's the story that they were dealing with in 1879. Okay, so you have to read how he responds to, does he have a chiyuv tochach in this situation or not? That was the question. Does the Rav of the city have to say something? You know he's not going to listen. That's, he goes through this, all these different Gemaras, etc. So you got to read this. I'm sorry, Okay, that's my attempt to take it home. Okay, page 16. Halacha L'maaseh. The sheet of the Ramah. So it's. This halach is presented in Yom Kippur by the case of other people which would eat up till right until the last moment. And Yom Kippur. Noshim Sharekla Sashoy says out, Shechashaycha Behin Enin Yodish Shemitzel Hoysi Michal HaKodesh Eim Emachem B'Yodon Kidei Shal Yavoyo Lasoysen V'Zodon. The Gemara in Bayit, you know they're not going to listen, you're going to make them amazing, don't say something. Hagoah Wodin B'Kol Dvar Yisr Amin Amutash Yishoy Yadva Yimazidon V'Dakash Enim Afurish B'Taro Al Bishu D'Raisen So this is the Ran over there in Bay, and the Ran is asking, it's a Bala Iter, and the Bala Iter is asking the Stira. I have one Gemara which is Mashma, that's Ad Nazifa, Ad Hakoh, etc. You're not going to listen. I don't care. Do it anyway. And I have Gemara's Mashma that you don't do that. So the answer is, he says, the Gemara says, by Drabonon, by Daraisa, also, only by the rice which is not Mefurish Pekra. But the rice which is Mefurish Pekra, it's enough for the pasuk. The guy's in a chazer. He's not going to listen. You have a chiyuv to say something anyway. That's how he answers the stira. That's the Bali Itu's answer to the stira. Okay. V'im yudei ashen devor v'shmoyen, lo yarmer b'rabim l'chichon rak pamachas. This is the Mekuyosef answer. Mukhiyosa says, I have a steering gemoras. They answer the Zivantina Yochid in the Rabbin. The Mitzvah is, okay, because I'm Yisecho. That's a private conversation I have to have with you. In the Rabbin, we skipped the Rambam before on pages, I think it's 8 and 9. The Rambam stresses very much that the conversation has to be done privately. It has to be done on Bet Mahara Mishnah. It's a private conversation. Well, how do you do that when you have a whole group? She said, that's not the key of, that's not this din. That's a different din, possibly. That's a din of Arvis, possibly. That's one way to explain it. There's a key of Arvis. I have something for Klaiso. So it's a big group, not, and I know they're not going to listen. I must say it once. Because that takes away my responsibility. I said something. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Say something. They're not going to listen, but you have a chiyuv to say. But a yachid, that's the Gemara in Erechin. Keep going on a ko, on a zifa, because in a proper conversation, it's much more possible. You can get to the guy. But you have a group dynamics who are not interested in listening. They're going to be mechazik each other. Right? So in a group, you're not mechuyiv. One time. But one time you must say something. That's how the Mechuyosev answers this theory. So we have the Ramah throws it all into one psak. So the final psak of the Ramah, the Mishabura adds a little more, but we don't have time. But the final psak of the Ramah is like this. If it's possible, he's going to listen, you must say something. Okay? If it's not, he's not going to listen. So then, I don't know, is he shugging or mazing? So he's shugging. Okay? So if it's a Mefurish Bekra, you must say something anyway. Even by Shagig. If it's not a Mefurish Bekra, but Shagig, Matushi Shagig, don't say something. Okay, he's amazing. So I don't have Matushi Shagig, my Yimazidin. So then but he's not going to listen. So my difference is Yachid versus Rabin. If it's a Yachid, I must say something. I must keep going. Adako. If it's a Rabin, I say it once, and then that's all I'm going to do. That's the final. Now, let's bring it all together. So what does this chiyuv to say something evil? You know he's not going to listen. What is that? It's not a chiyuv. It's not a corrective measure.
Making him aware.
It's well, he's amazed. When the case is he's amazed, it means you know. In the case was he's amazed, it means he knows it's wrong. The guy's eating chazer. You know he knows you shouldn't eat chazer. He knows it's aware. But so what exactly am I mean? But there's a chiyuv to say something. So we would have to assume that chiyuv to say something, which the smack said already. There's a mitzvah to say something. That's not a mitzvah of corrective measure. That's this chiyuv of mechah, of making a protest, which is, and that you do one time, and then you're done. Right? You don't have to sit by the corner every single Shabbos. You have the same two, you know, over there. The same chiloni drives by, and the same Haredi screams at him Shabbos. I mean, you know, like, you told him Shabbos already last week. You know, he knows it already. You did your mechah. He's not getting a kalbum from you. He's amazing. The conversation is over, right? No. If you can get him in a private conversation, not a call. Right, so you have to get out of your car, please. Can we have a real conversation? I want to get to the point you're ready to hit me. Okay, we have to figure out how to do it.
Is he amazed if he doesn't think it's wrong?
Now, that is an interesting question, which how do you deal with our society nowadays? The assumption in the law is that that's not called amazing. If a person believes what he's doing is acceptable, that's not really amazing. Amazing means a person's aware of the level of the answer, he doesn't care. That's so the most people say they do not have a set as amazing. On the other hand, they're not, you might make it worse because chances are you're not going to change them. So you have right to the Rishoyeg, the Shishon, you see them, they're probably not going to listen to you. I mean, again, if you do it right, maybe yes. Okay.
How does this halacha fit in with Malvin B'nei Chaver B'Rabin? Would that original macha, that one time macha in Rabin, apply even if there'll be Busha?
It sounds like it, yeah. Now, I just want to one more thought just before we leave. Page 13. So this is a quote. This is a quote from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and so he said like this. Binyan HaTechach, Omar, he said, this is the Talmud writing that his Rebbe Rav Chaim Volozhiner said. Shaladaber kashrus, you cannot do it with intensity, strongly. He kashrus ain't only shmoyin, rak yomer b'loshon raka. The Gemara says you have to say b'nichus, you have to say it gently. V'im ain't tivoy b'shavoy from l'daber rakus, you can't speak gently. You know, like get Reinhold to speak gently. Like right? Like, he's passionate, he's intense. That's the way he speaks. You cannot control yourself. You know you're going to blow up at the guy. Azai hu poter milochiach. The mitzvah is to do a raka. You can't do a raka, so you're poter. I must say something. Now, that wouldn't take away the chiyuv b'chor. If you learn the chiyuv b'chor, right? But the goal is the corrective. Obviously, it has to do with lashon raka. If you can't do lashon raka, you can't correct. The goal is correction. You're not going to correct. So, what are you saying it for? So, you're potter. Right? So, we see that there are both elements of the mitzvah are true. There's a chiyuv to do it in a way which will be effective. That's a chiyuv of correction. You have a chiyuv to correct somebody else, and we have limitations when that applies, when it doesn't apply. We also see that a chiyuv, this psak of the smack, the Magen Rum quotes it, the Mishmur quotes it, that a case of amazing, you know he's not going to listen, you must say something. Even though he's not going to listen, you must say something. That's the chiyuv is a chiyuv mechah. Now obviously you have to do it in a way which is not going to make it worse. The Urayim raises a question that you might be making it worse. You're going from a mazid without hasra to a mazid with hasra. That's also worse. Right? That's what he raises the question. And that seems to be, the smock is not worried about that issue. And the Yerayim actually, there seems to be, there's actually a steer in Yerayim. Well, that's not correct. In the original Yerayim, which we have, the Yerayim says, like the smock, do it anyway. There's a later Yerayim, which was they sort of took pieces of the Yerayim and they rearranged it, etc. There he changed the language. And the before Shimon, the new Yerayim, so I don't know who gave him the right to do that. The Rishon clearly quote the Yerayim, the original Yerayim, as saying that even in the case of Mazen, he's not going to listen, he must say something. That's the Gos Maimonides in page 8, quotes the Yerayim as such. But the Yerayim which we have written, he says, in the case of a Mazen, you're making it worse, because you're making from a Mazen without a Sra to a Mazen with a Sra. That also goes under the umbrella of the Gemara and Beya, don't make it worse. So that's an interesting question where the Yerayim stands. But the Mishabura Maisa, the Maggid of Raman, the Mishabura passing like the smack. In case of Mazid, even though he's not going to listen, you must say something. He means that's the Gemara until he gets to the point where the person's ready to react strongly against you, and then you have a bit of Al-Toychach Let's Pay Yisnacha, you must not say, you must stop that. And how to figure where that is probably is a challenge. Okay, so now. Just a few closing remarks. We started the year discussing the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver. We spoke about the concept of Aaron's responsibility for somebody else. Am I blanking right now? What? No, we spoke about Thanksgiving time. Not Thanksgiving, the Columbus Day, whatever it was. We spoke about another element in the concept of Arvus. This really is another element in the concept of Arvus, responsibility of one other member of Klal Yisrael, that you have to address, try to correct it, and take care of it. That this is part of the concept of Arvus. Just a few heads up. So January 1st will be Shir. Rabbi Rosen was giving the Shir. The topic will be making halachic sense of sense. Of Recha, right? That's the topic. To be here as Hashem, that is one announcement. Second announcement is Bez Hashem. We will have a Yom Iyun, which we went from the concept of talking about my Arvus, which allows me to take responsibility for somebody else, to the idea of Shema Ka'ina, which I do that through many times through speech, speaking for you how Shema Ka'ina works. That'll be the Yom Iyun Shira. That's the end of February. And Bez Hashem, in a totally different vein. Maybe it's Arvus, maybe it is, well, you'll cite yourself what this is. Maybe it's Tarugus, maybe. I can see David saying that line. But we're starting a Parsha Shir here in Yeshiva Thursday night from 9:30 to 10, learning Chassidus on the Parsha. Now, is that Tarugus? Okay, right? It's not Arvus, that's Tarugus, okay.